Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. The government has pledged $32 million in support of the Youth Upliftment through Employment Youth Build program. The funds, which will come from the National Housing Trust, will go towards phase two of the program. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with youth last week, which will see 100 at-risk persons from inner city communities gain employment in the second phase of the program.
We have an inescapable duty to ensure that our young people are adequately prepared to become employable, to create jobs for themselves, and to lead in any sphere of endeavor.
In addition to an increase in the number of participants under Phase 2, key features of the MOU include pre-skills, literacy and numeracy training for 50 participants and opportunities for up to 10 participants to receive training in construction skills at HART Level 2. Prime Minister Simpson Miller has underscored that ministerial trips undertaken by her administration have been beneficial to the development of Jamaica.
The discussions I had on all of these trips had to do with the business of Jamaica. And I'm sure everyone understands that when prime ministers travel, our ministers of government, they have bilateral meetings, discuss a number of issues.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was responding to questions posed by Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, during Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. She outlined that $117.8 million was spent on ministerial travel by cabinet members and ministers of state from January 2012 to December 31, 2013. The Prime Minister participated in 10 official trips in 2012 and 15 in 2013, which included six same-day returns. The trips cost $15.15 million. Junior athletes are being advised to check with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, before taking any medicine or supplement. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says Jamaican junior athletes are coming under increased scrutiny and must therefore police the supplements and medicines they use with as much vigilance as professional athletes.
As junior athletes, you may feel that you fall under less suspicion. Not so. In fact, in some sports like track and field, where many youth and junior athletes are multidisciplined, your performance over several events will often draw some suspicion, if not greater media speculation. And the more successful you become, the greater the suspicion will be.
Minister Nita Headley was addressing an anti-doping education workshop for junior athletes organized by JADCO and the Jamaica Amateur Athletics Association at the Jamaica Conference Center last Wednesday. The workshop is the first in a series being organized to raise awareness about doping and drug testing among student athletes. And at a Jamaica House press briefing last week, Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner announced that Cabinet has approved a $2.5 million allocation to the Jamaica Tourist Board. The money, which will come from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, will go towards revamping the JTB's ad campaign.
The initiatives include a new creative concept to replace the "once you go, you know" message. That advertisement has been running for over 10 years. Redesigning and upgrading of the JTB's marketing web portal, visitjamaica.com, and improving the look and feel, as well as synchronizing these with the new creative ideas. And there is an increased focus on the use of social media to build consumer relationships.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Caroline Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.